Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only Dr. Rhea Combs, who's going to be putting on the inaugural Smithsonian African American Film Fest this week, Wednesday to Saturday, at the African American Museum of History and Culture. Rhea, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you so much, Jason. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, I want to dive into the slate here in a second, but let's talk, you know, just big picture here for a second. I know the museum's probably, maybe a year old, year and a half?
No, we just celebrated our second anniversary.
God, that's hard to believe.
Yes.
I still think of it as the new museum.
Right, yeah, 2016.
No, wow, yeah, you're right. That is crazy. Well, I've been there for the actual museum tours and stuff, and it's absolutely beautiful. But take me a little into the idea of launching this inaugural African-American Film Fest. You guys have a portion of the museum already devoted to this, but why, you know, let's do a Film Fest and let's try to get it going every year.
Well, I don't know if we're going to do it every year, but we did want to start it for this year. And we wanted to make sure, you know, we collect films. We are dedicated to restoring and preserving films. And so it felt like a natural kind of extension of the work that we're already committed to doing, archiving film and moving images and even radio and audio. So this became a way in which we wanted to celebrate that, also recognizing that filmmaking and image making has been going on, you know, for decades, for centuries, and it was really important for us to make sure that we acknowledge that the rich history and that rich tradition and culture. And then I would say also because we want to make sure that we're not only telling the stories of the past, but that we're also really speaking to what's happening today. So it was for those reasons that we felt that this was a perfect time for us to, you know, launch into our inaugural film festival.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's go into the slate here. Opening night, it kicks off Wednesday night with a really awesome movie that I actually just saw an advanced screening of a couple days ago, but Widows by director Steve McQueen, of course, who dominated the Oscars with 12 Years a Slave a couple years ago, starring Viola Davis. And actually, I'll let you say it so I can actually use the soundbite. tell us what this one's about and who are some of these awesome star-studded cast members here.
Well, you know, this is an amazing film. Steve McQueen is one of the most accomplished and highly respected and regarded filmmakers. I mean, we even with a history within the art world, and it was just really spoke so much to what we really want to sort of highlight and be about, a Black excellence. And you have that in this cast, in the acting, in the way in which this story is told. It's an older story that is being retold, and I think that it's, you know, it really just ticked a lot of the boxes that really speak to the dynamism of storytelling, of creating complex but, you know, rich stories of a variety of people. And so for that reason, we really wanted to open up with a really exciting story and film.
Absolutely. And there's so many great performances in this movie.
Oh my God,
but I want you to highlight two in particular. Of course, Viola Davis, who's, come on, I mean, she's like right up there with Meryl Streep. I mean, the best going today. And then also Daniel Kaluuya. We saw him in Get Out in a sympathetic role, but here he's one of the, you know, meanest characters I've seen on screen in a while.
It's unbelievable. You know, it just really shows his acting chops.
Absolutely. Well, it just shows you got to be able to have range with that. And here he definitely shows it.
And it also speaks to, you know, sort of Steve McQueen's directorial, you know, abilities as well to really pull this out of these actors.
Exactly. I think it's one of those movies that it really shows the importance of the director, because you could take the same sort of heist thriller script and it would be completely different. But in McQueen's hands, for instance, the shot where, you know, the mayor candidate, Colin Farrell, he's talking a big game at the campaign rally. Then he and his, I guess his wife, they get in the back of a car, but McQueen doesn't follow them in the car. He leaves the camera attached to the hood of the car as they drive. So you see the neighborhood changing, but you also see them kind of what they say behind closed doors versus what they say when they're in public. So stuff
exactly.
Like that.
I mean, he is all about those details and the meticulous nature of really sort of getting you sort of enraptured into sort of the sort of spoken and unspoken.
Absolutely. And Liam Neeson, Robert Duvall, I mean, it goes on and on. All right, well, we could talk about it all day, but let's go to Thursday. Do you have a particular highlight, a film you want to pull out from Thursday to talk about?
Well, we're really excited about our night at the museum on Thursday. This is, you know, where we go from, you know, the previous night where we're showcasing studio film, 20th Century Fox, Steve McQueen, and the dynamic actors. Then we move on to Thursday where we are having our honorees, and we're honoring these veteran filmmakers that may have a lesser known sort of presence for a lot of people. We're focusing on Madeline Anderson, who is a documentary filmmaker, one of the first female documentary filmmakers to have her program on national television. She had her Integration Report 1 in 1970. And then we also have Killer of Sheep that was done by Charles Burnett, who recently was acknowledged by the Academy Award and the Board of Governors as one of America's finest filmmakers. But he has been slow and steady. He did not only Killer of Sheep, To Sleep with Anger, he's done some of The Shield, and he's just been really a rich, incredible storyteller. And so we're really thrilled to have these veteran filmmakers here at the museum and acknowledging them as part of our, what we're calling the canon. We want to acknowledge these sort of American storytellers who tell these rich stories through the African-American lens.
That sounds like another great night. All right.
So that'll be incredible. And we're also going to show and highlight some other works that are in our collection, restored films, older, you know, sort of black film classics. So we have Black and Tan. We have so many just really wonderful films. So that'll be great. That'll be here at the museum. You get to explore the museum, where it's going to be a night of festive parties and everything. So we really encourage people to come down and get their ticket for Night at the Museum.
And that is Thursday night.
That's Thursday night.
Awesome. A little throwback Thursday, a little thirsty
Thursday. Thursday, exactly. There you go.
Awesome. Well, that'll be a fun night of films and parties. All right.
Yes.
What about Friday? What should we look forward to Friday?
Well, Friday, I mean, you know, the weekend's beginning and we are ready to roll. And I think we can start off, well, that's our theme is cultural expression. So we, even in the midday, we have Boom for Real that we're showing, which is looking at, you know, Basquiat and his early days.
Oh, wow.
In the downtown scene. And we have some of his friends that'll be here talking about their life with Jean-Michel Basquiat, and even the new sort of filmmaker, Terrence Nance, who has his show Random Acts of Flyness on HBO. He's going to be moderating that conversation. So that'll be really exciting. And that's taking place right at midday, right around 2:30. And then we have later on, right around the end of work hour, around 5 o'clock, we have Full Mantis, which is a film that looks at a documentary of avant-garde jazz musician by the name of Milford Graves. And he is going to perform right after his documentary. So you have a live a drum performance post the film screening, which, you know, that's great. For $10, you get to hear live music as well. And then we end that night with one of the living legends in music, Quincy Jones. And we're going to show Quincy in partnership with Netflix. We're showing Quincy, and Quincy will be in conversation
Whoa.
With Nelson George and his daughter, Rashida Jones, here right after that screening. So that'll be pretty epic. So Friday is just one hit after the next.
I'd say. I mean, you had me at Basquiat. I mean, that, I remember that movie about his life, too. Was it Jeffrey Wright, I guess, played him, maybe?
Exactly. Yeah, that was downtown.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention just his artwork. But, man, and then as you kept talking, I was like, wait a minute, Quincy Jones, too? All right. All right, circle Friday on your calendars, folks. That's a big one, too.
Friday on your calendars. That's right.
But also, you want to circle Saturday, because I got to say, this is Barry Jenkins, who, you know, of course, won for Moonlight. This is the closing night film, is his latest work, which I actually just saw a few minutes ago, and it is just as well-directed, man. If Beale Street Could Talk, tell us about this one.
This is one of those films that really speaks. It's a timeless film. It's going, you know, I'd say just like James Baldwin, it's film adaptation of James Baldwin's novel, and it's the first film to adapt one of James Baldwin's works. So this is, you know, Barry Jenkins, a forward-thinking, really dynamic and thoughtful director, has once again brought to the screen something that is not only thought-provoking but beautiful to look at and just very, very well executed.
Right, and you said it's the first one to adapt one of Baldwin's work. I think it's it's the first narrative film, because I Am Not Your Negro was an amazing documentary based, right?
First narrative. Thank you.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, we just want to draw that distinction, because if anyone saw I Am Not Your Negro, and then that might even be like, oh wow, all right, another Baldwin. Like, we should do all of his books. And I gotta say, having just come out of it, the performances are great, and some of the most poetic shots. I mean, we actually see. Have you seen it yet? I don't want to give it away. Okay. I don't want to give it away for our listeners anyway. But there's some really poetic shots, let's say, including a shot. Like, we almost get it from the point of view of a baby being born, too, at one point. Like, it's amazing stuff. It's amazing.
It is very poetic. And, you know, I do think that we must commend Barry Jenkins's screenwriting. You know, he really tried to stay true to Baldwin's work and Baldwin's style, but, you know, to really kind of bring all of that in from a visual standpoint, the poetry is there, but also in the way and the words are articulated and shared. It's just beautiful.
Absolutely. And the music's also amazing.
Oh, thinking about the music the composer. Yeah, totally. I agree.
It reminded, as I'm watching it, and the sort of the jazzy sort of horns come in, and you're looking at New York. It sounded like Taxi Driver to me. That music.
Oh, completely. I would fully agree. And I was just thinking, you know, and then how you have Miles Davis. There are all of these just amazing artists that he's giving these nods to, and just sort of showing you how these worlds fuse together, you know, in everyday life.
Yeah, Barry's on top of his game. I mean, it's fascinating.
Agree.
I mean, I was out there backstage at the Oscars during the whole envelope gaffe thing.
Envelope malfunction.
Yeah, exactly. But I just, you know, it's fascinating. I mean, Barry and Damien Chazelle, La La Land, too, they were both out there. And then to see their works this year, you know, if Beale Street Could Talk and First Man about Neil Armstrong, like, I feel like with the two of them, we're just witnessing the new wave. And then, of course, Ryan Coogler and all the other, but we're watching a new wave being born here of great filmmakers.
Oh, I totally agree, which is part of the reason why, you know, we're so excited to have the film festival at this time, because we do feel like there's this sort of renaissance, you know, and wave of just great filmmaking, the technical, the craft, and the storytelling, the bold moves that people are making. It really does, you know, feel like we are we're on the precipice of some really exciting opportunities.
Awesome.
And great storytelling, ultimately.
Exactly. And just sort of in closing, if our listeners have been listening to this, they're like, that sounds interesting. Just in closing, wrap it up. Why should they come out to this festival?
They should come out because they get to get a chance to see over 80 films over the course of 4 days of film, and meet with filmmakers and engage with stories that are familiar to those that are not as familiar. They get to have exchange opportunities, seeing what's happening with young filmmakers and aspiring filmmakers, but also deal with some of our connect with some of our masters in the craft during our master classes. We have classes in editing, script writing, and cinematography with Bradford Young. So, I mean, we have something for everybody, and that's why they should come out.
Yeah, and if anyone doesn't know Bradford Young, you're living under a rock, because his best cinema, I mean, he shot Arrival, not just to name a few of his amazing works, but the cinematography legend. I think was he from Howard, I think?
Yep. He's from Howard, absolutely. And we're even showing Sankofa. Speaking of Howard, we're showing a restored version of Sankofa from Haile Gerima's film. So that's 25 years ago, but we're showing. So we literally do have something for everyone, the old, the new, the cinephile to the neophyte. I think everyone everybody can come here and explore and learn. And that's what this museum is about. We're about making sure that we create an opportunity for America's story to be told in a variety of different ways. And this film festival is just one of those opportunities.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for it. Again, everybody, it is the first ever Smithsonian African American Film Fest. Wednesday through Saturday at the National African American Museum of History and Culture. Dr. Rhea Combs, thank you so much. You were great.
It was a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.